As many of you know, Padre Pio often endured fierce diabolical attacks, especially in the early years of his ministry. But now, Father Agostino questioned the truth of these attacks. As for those stories of diabolical vexations, he said, were they not simply symptoms of a sick mind? At the very least, there was far too much imagination in them, and they only bring discredit to the order. Finally, he advised Padre Pio to return home and take the time to regain his physical strength. Later, after he recovered, he could renew his request for admission to the convent. You can just imagine Padre Pio sitting on the edge of his bed, listening in silence, trying to make sense of it all. The man before him looked and sounded like his dear friend, but the words he spoke were poison. Something was terribly wrong. Silently, Padre Pio turned to God, praying for guidance. He waited patiently for an opportunity to speak. When the visitor finally paused, Padre Pio seized the moment and said, "You know well, Father, that for me what matters most is the will of God. To strengthen myself in this disposition, I would like you to help me implore heaven for help by saying loudly with me, 'Long live Jesus!'" At that very moment, the figure vanished in the blink of an eye, leaving behind nothing but a foul stench.